Last week, President Mugabe made a previously unannounced State of the Nation address to condemn two factions within his ruling ZANU-PF party that seem to be angling to take over from him.
Those who are saying we belong to this faction of that faction, I say to them, shut up. You belong to Zimbabwe. Shut up and let us not hear any divisive voices from you. The G40s or what you call a poster, whatever. Shut up.
The two factions Mugabe referred to are headed by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, referred to as Lacoste, and his wife Grace, referred to as G40. Since his address, nothing much has changed. Nyamutatanga Makombe, an independent political analyst, comments on the divisions in Zimbabwe's ruling party.
Mugabe may weather the storm. That is, if he does, clearly showing who is his preferred successor. If he continues like what he has done, trying to balance the two forces or the two factions, it may cost him ultimately. Like, his power is dwindling because we don't know where those who used to support him stand, given the configurations at the moment. The other storm that is brewing around him is his age. People may also be getting a cue from his age, and that's why there's this dog fight.
Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe since its independence from Great Britain in 1980, has refused to indicate when he will step down. At his 92nd birthday in Mashingo, an impoverished area about 350 kilometers south of Harare this weekend, the issue of who will succeed him might not be discussed officially, but it will remain on people's minds. Analyst Makombe questions the need for a large birthday celebration, particularly in an area where hunger is pervasive.
Any normal thinking political party could have said we are not going to hold them this year. We are talking here of a massive hunger where people are going to celebrate with cakes and blowing balloons. Even the government itself has sent an SOS, have declared a state of emergency. At one level they are celebrating, at the other level people are suffering.
64-year-old Jesmael Mhlanga is one of those scoffing at the $800,000 birthday bash.
But as things stand now, I don't think it was a wise idea. I think negatively about it. I'm suffering. I want the economy fixed. I think in solidarity with the many people who are suffering, we shouldn't have had a bash because of the suffering around.
Mugabe's government has made an international appeal for $1.6 billion to import grain for about 3 million Zimbabweans facing hunger. Sebastian Mofu, VOA News, Harare.